Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9. This
is the Fox. This next guest, obviously a retired Australian professional, iron woman, a surf lifesaver. Best known on SAS Australia as contestant number 2.
We are not around. We will not take the week forward. When I call out your number, you will dress forward, take your number off, hand it to the DS, go and pack your bags. Number 2.
Oh, Candace Warner. We're here for you. We've given you a massive round of applause, and Byron gave you a great intro there. The bit he left out too was a wonderful mum. I think you've done your girls and your husband proud. And we've got to talk about last night, Candace, because I don't understand. And what's so unfair about this, you've said, and I believe you, you've never quit anything. You wouldn't quit. Mm-hmm. You completed those two challenges. You didn't even come last. Like, that didn't make sense.
I know. It kills me because I just tried so hard and I felt like I had more to give. But, you know, I was on their course and I have to respect their decision, although I wasn't happy with it, I had to respect it. And, you know, there obviously was, I was lacking something that they were looking for, but it was hard to stomach when you've gone that far and you've done everything asked of you. And then they say, do not come last, and you don't, and it's still not enough. So anyway,
is that Indy going, get that out of, get him out of lockdown?
No, that's, oh God! Honestly.
So last night you did have your number 2 put in, but like, did they say anything to you? Because obviously Erin, who's a trooper, like she come dead last by a long way, and that looked the hardest thing I've ever watched. Carrying it 40 was, kilos.
You know
up,
what?
Oh my God!
No, it was a bit more than 40. It was about, I would say it was closer to 60 kilos.
60.
We were carrying our own body weight, because our Bergens are 20 kilos and then you've got the about 30, 40 kilos of ammunition. It was closer to our own body weight. And when you're doing it for that long, for a couple of hours, it was uphill, and because it was so heavy, your sled thing would go sideways and you were trying to go uphill, and you were getting caught on trees. It was horrendous.
Where do you go in your mind there? Where do you go?
You kind of just go numb and just go, I've just got to get to that next point, And you've just got to do it. I mean, I don't know any other way than just getting the job done. So you just do it, and you try not to look too far in front and just sort of head down and do it.
Oh, you did an incredible job, Candace. And, you know, when you go into a reality show, particularly when you've got a public profile, it's always a bit nerve-wracking because you don't know how you're going to get edited. And I must say, as somebody who's watched objectively, I think doing this show was such a great decision for you, because I think, I mean, we love you more than before. Like, I feel like I've gotten to know you, Candace, and I've felt your pain and the horrible things you've been through. Are you rapt that you did this now? Because some people, like, let's say Faraz, might be regretting this, but I think you made a really good decision.
Yeah, I think, to be completely honest, I think the perception of myself and my husband in the media and in the public wasn't great. So regardless, I don't think it could have got any worse. But, when I considered doing the show, I didn't think about that. I just thought about what a great challenge, how amazing it would be to set a goal again and to push myself and just to see what I was made of. But then now the show's gone to air and I've had so much positive feedback. Mm. It's just been quite overwhelming, and I'm so glad that people can actually see me and my family for who we are, because what we're made out to be at times isn't necessarily, you know, what we are. But you just have to cop it on the chin at times and move on and know that you're a good person. But this just gave people an opportunity to see what we're about.
It really has, and you've done. You should be really proud of yourself.
Speaking about that for a little bit, Candy, because you did nail it, and I think you've left that baggage behind. But don't you think that sometimes it's the male in that position never gets criticised? It's always the female, and I don't understand that.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like the times are changing a little bit, and have been for a few years now with the Me Too movement. But most definitely, and
100%.
Yeah, for sure. But
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, no, you don't need to say that.
But I'm just sticking up for you because I feel that it's always the female that gets mentioned and the male just is, nothing ever happens, which is disgusting.
Yeah, which is why you're here.
But that's why I'm here. Yes. Hey, Candy, I thought last night, speaking to the girls, when you got out of that water, when you're in that water and it was freezing cold, the staff, who I love to death as well, they're amazing, they asked all the girls the hard questions, like, what's that number plate? Who's going to remember that? Like, the honey badger got a question, who's good looking? How's that work?
I know. And, when he said that, I was like,
I was about to press dump then on Candice. Wow.
But I knew it started with an X, but it's been a long couple of weeks. I can't really remember. And it's early in the morning. I can't really remember what the number plate is. So maybe I'm not suited for the SAS because I can't remember a number plate. I don't know.
Well, Candice, we loved watching you. We're going to miss you on the show. But what is next for Candice Warner? What have you got anything in the pipeline? Because I think people are going to want a bit more of you.
There are a few things, but for me, the summer of cricket's about to kick off, and I'm looking forward to just sitting in the stands, having a few drinks, and watching some good cricket.
Yeah, mate, have a look at David, card him up.
Yeah, I can't wait either. And David, I did see you guys you were FaceTiming each other last night. He's in ISO coming back from Dubai now. The first test is coming up, and he might have a different batting partner. Does he ring that Will? He's a Victorian Will Potoski, I think his name is.
The young gun
has made double tons. Does he go, hey mate, just pull up a little bit? You know, I'm the opener for Australia.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But no, I'm not too sure how it all goes down. But whoever Dave opens with, they always seem to have a really good combination and a really good understanding of one another. And as long as they get the job done for Australia, and at the end of day one of the test, they're none for 300, I think everyone will be pretty happy.
100%. Davey Warner's got about 156 next to his
name. Oh, yeah, no, it's always the high run rate. All right, good stuff. We love watching, and it was Candice Warner on SAS Australia. What a great run it was. And it returns Monday night at 7:30 on 7. Always love having you on our show. Thanks for that, Candice.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
101.9 The Fox.
Remember last week when I told you about the two guys, young guys up in Queensland who got married a couple of weeks ago because it's the only way you can have a party to break the COVID restrictions.
Genius.
Because for a wedding, you can have 100 people up north. But for group gatherings, I think it's still like, 10 to 15. So they, two heterosexual platonic friends, said, let's get married and have all our mates over. And that is becoming a trend. So two year 12 boys decided they would do it.
Yeah.
And they thought they would get around it, have a 100-person party. But unfortunately, their parents got wind of it and they have shut it down.
They didn't consent.
They certainly haven't given consent.
Does anyone object to this? Yes.
What a crazy thing, though. So these two boys, year 12 boys, they told all their mates, invited them to their wedding, sent out invitations. And then the parents, the parents have come at the dad of one of the boys has spoken to a newspaper and said it was just a silly teenage idea.
That's actually genius. It's a great initiative. I'd be pumped if my kids did that.
Well, it's a good loophole to... Well,
smart.
Here's the thing. Have you, and obviously this would only apply to Mia because your other girls are too young, but have you ever had to shut down anything? Like, a party or...
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, no, I just
shut down the party. I'll be at the party. I'll be the dude on the table doing the sculling and the drinks.
Okay, you needed was Fez's father and mother.
Okay, I should have Kaz or Ange on because there would have been things. Did your parents ever get wind of something you were planning?
Well, my birthday got shut down when I got nude. My 21st.
I got
kicked out.
Didn't she? Did somebody?
No, that was my 18th. She ended up in a wheelchair in hospital.
Okay, that's
that was weird.
Not ideal.
As I was. So much fun, man.
Well, it wasn't fun for her.
And I've got.
It was pretty funny.
Well,
she laughed. She laughed. She was like,
when someone hit her?
She was knocked out, but then when we were at the hospital, she was laying in the bed, like, she had no idea what happened. And Chris Massey and myself, he played at Carlton.
Mm.
So have you seen you haven't watched Days of Thunder, have you?
No.
So there's a scene with Tom Cruise and his rival, Rowdy Burns, and they're in a wheelchair and they cruise down the hall and they race.
Yeah.
So me and Chris Massey reenacted that down the hall.
Oh. Good fun.
And how was your mum at the time?
Oh, we didn't care.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so
well,
yeah.
I was quite a conservative, bookish type of teenager. I wasn't really planning big parties.
Did you go to parties?
Occasionally, like, you know, we didn't really do parties.
Did you get dropped off at 6 and say, Pearl, we'll just wait out the front for Harper?
Yes. In fact, the first nightclub I went to, I've told you the story, when I went to Marinda Highway, Croydon.
Yeah. Quick passion
Mum,
dash.
There was no passion. It was Mum dropped me off, sat in the car park and waited for me to come out. Like, that's just the way.
Shut it down.
And what was your convo when you got in the car? Like, what did you say?
Well,
what did
Pearl say? I'm not kidding. Mum, that's really not all it's cracked up to be. Like, nightclubs aren't that good. I think it was along those lines.
And Pearl said, that's right, honey.
Yeah.
You're staying home.
And then I never went out again. 131060, though, we'd love to hear from you if you've had a plan shut down. Like, maybe you were planning something as a teenager, a shut down. Schoolies, a lot of schoolies.
Because I got drafted.
Yeah, well, that's not shut down. That's been poached for an exclusive AFL contract, which is probably not that relatable.
Would have taken schoolies, though.
I know.
100%.
Have you had something shut down, or you ever, as a parent, have you had to shut down?
Okay.
Like Corey Worthington's parents. I bet they wish they hadn't gone on that overseas trip.
He's from Nazza Wazza.
Another Nazza Wazza boy.
1019, The Fox.
We were just talking about parents having to shut down two year 12 boys have decided to get married. They're platonic friends. They have no intention of, they're not even in a relationship. They're heterosexual, and they've decided, you know what, we're just going to get married because there's a loophole that you can have 100 people at a wedding. And they figured if we get married, we can have 100 mates over. And the father of one of the boys has come out and said it's a silly teenage idea. So parents have shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut this down.
And we've just asked on 131060, what have your parents shut down?
Some of my best work, Fev.
What was
You're
that?
You're welcome.
30 Rock, Tina Fey.
Oh,
Liz Lemon. Shut it down.
When have you had to?
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut this down.
Angela from Leopold. Hi, Ange.
Hi.
Have you had to shut something down, Ange?
Yes, my eldest son had a deb party and we'd gone to bed after the deb and he invited everyone from the deb, hundreds of kids, to our house for an after deb party that we knew nothing about.
Good on him.
100 people over.
What did you do, Ange?
That was back when he was 18. He's 28 now.
And then what happened, Ange? So he invited them. Did they turn up? Is that what happened?
They were coming in taxis. They were just getting dropped off and piles of them just getting out. And I just went out the front and said, no party, go home.
She had to
shut it down. Shut it down. Shut this down.
And she did it. Well done.
I can't believe he didn't run it past you. Laura in Reservoir. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. You're another mad mum. What have you had to shut down?
For my daughter, I actually threw her a sweet 16th at a local scout hall.
Oh, the old, the old scout hall.
Yes, and it was we decorated it. It was beautiful. She had, you know, we had guest list. We had like family do security on the door. Little did we know that the back door had a broken lock. And my worst nightmare came true when about 10 people gate crashed.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were drinking and they were like underage drinking,
oh,
and I was like, get out. Ended up in a fight. We had to call the police. Sniffer dogs were called out.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Well, this sounds very similar to my 18th.
Very shut similar. It down. Shut it down. Shut this down.
No, you put your beautiful sweet 16th for your daughter, and suddenly you've got sniffer dogs.
Sniffer dogs.
That's not right.
Next level.
No, I was absolutely beside myself. I was in tears. There was fights. There was police. It was my worst
fear. That's next level. We don't want the cops there.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hadn't made adds to it.
No.
Well, adds to the story. That's Laura's story. You'd love to hear a daughter's side of the story. Leslie in Werribee. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Really well, Leslie. What have you had to shut down?
My 8-year-old daughter's birthday party.
Eight?
Got to be cray cray.
Okay.
pass or went out of control?
Yeah, just a bit. No, she was having a pool party. It was about 40 degrees, and I had to shut it down because I'd won a competition to meet Andre Agassi at dinner that night. And I had to go and get ready, of course. So
shut it down. Shut it down. Shut this down.
Kids, out of the pool. I'm off to meet Andre Agassi.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's great. Yeah,
how was dinner?
It was great. He's a lovely man.
Was Steffi Graf there?
No, just been by Mark Philippoussis that day too. So he was still in a good mood.
Wow, we've got more than we bargained for with this story.
There's probably more to this story. We'll take up at another time, Leslie.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
If you want to sell a light, you must stop it. Drinking camel milk is fine. You must stop it.
Stop it.
Now stop it. Stop it, Pete.
It's ridiculous.
Come on, mate. Go away. Get it together. We have to say, just stop it.
Stop doing it.
No, sit tight on the letter for Alpha Bucks until 8. Fief has some important Pete Evans news.
Well, Pete Evans, I tell you what, he's had a shocking 48 hours now. He's been controversial over the last few years, as we know. He has a lot of controversial conspiracy theories, but he has followers that believe him. But this most recent issue has really taken him down, because in the last 24 hours, he's pretty much lost every sponsor, even one of his high-profile raw food, because he's all into his paleo and sustainable food. They've walked away from him. Bookshelves are removing, big stores are removing his books. His publisher have dumped him. Channel 10's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here have dumped him. What a terrible day. Now, he has spoken. So we've got audio from a video he uploaded to his Facebook page. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, he 2 days ago on his Facebook page uploaded a cartoon. Now, the cartoon had a caterpillar with a Trump Make America Great Again cap on, and the butterfly had a neo-Nazi symbol. Now, it's a symbol that is highly associated with the neo-Nazis. It's the black sun. He's claiming that he had no idea what it was. So let's have a listen. This was the post. I'm not sure why he chose the eerie music to accompany it, but this is what he had to say.
Well, just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any more bizarre, the mainstream media have come out and labelled me a racist and a neo-Nazi. The fact that I had to actually Google what neo-Nazi meant is pretty telling. So I would just want to tell you this once and one time only. It is completely untrue, unfactual, and a load of garbage. Yeah, I could actually say a few more more words about it, but I won't. Anybody that knows me knows I stand for long-term sustainable health for all humanity.
What do you reckon, Boxy, about all this with Pete?
Here's the thing, and I've made no secret about this. I don't necessarily like Pete. No. I've met him a couple of times. I've interviewed him. Mm-hmm. He's one of the worst interviews I've ever. He has an arrogance about him that I've never loved. But in this instance, here's the thing. I actually don't think he's a neo-Nazi. I think he's provocative.
Yeah.
I think he provokes, and for some reason, I think he's now enjoying that fallout. Now, this is an awful fallout, because I think it's really affecting. And I feel for his family. You know, these people who get cancelled and pulled down by the media, they've got families. And I would love to ask him. I would genuinely love to ask him. I understand. Okay, if you didn't know that was a neo-Nazi symbol, if you are not an anti-Semitic and you're not racist and you're all about love, why did you post it? That's what I'm confused about, because he had to know there would be a reaction. So when he says, I'm sorry, I didn't know what it is, I'd believe him. I don't think this is the person he is. I think people are brandishing him with these labels. I think he isn't, but I don't know what his game. I don't know what his game is.
Yeah, I don't know. And I agree too, Boxy. Like, from watching him sitting, being that boring judge on Masters, whatever you are, it's My Christian Rules.
MKR.
MKR. Mm. So what's happened now, but I don't condone anything he's done, and all the stuff that he's trying to sell for 20 grand, his lamp, and saying all this stuff about COVID, and then posting that. Like, I wouldn't have known that was a symbol. I wouldn't have known. Even when I looked at it, I didn't know. But I sort of feel sorry for him a bit, and I don't know whether I should, because I've been in a position where I've stuffed up, and man, had the Australian media
Turn
and public
you.
Stacks on, and it's the worst feeling in the world. Yeah. Like, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to turn. And it hurts. Like, he'll be hurting. And I just worry about his mental health. Like, I went to bad places when I was getting stacks on.
Oh,
like, I just hope that doesn't, because at the end of the day, if something did happen, and everyone stacks on, you'd be like, oh my God, we shouldn't have stacked. Oh, I don't know.
No, you're
right. It's just
an
awful thing. Like, he'd be feeling awful.
You can choose not to like Pete Evans, like his theories, like what he says, but there is something about the world today, and particularly mainstream media, and we're part of it, that really turn on someone, like and attack them. And I agree with you. And even as I said, I'm not personally a big fan, but no, I agree. I don't think this is right. And I think, okay, just let him go.
Yeah, I know, Fief, if you were a journo, and I think that would be a great question to ask Pete for him to answer. This particular journo, we have some audio here, he chose to not ask that question, which would have been a great question. In fact, this journo has found Pete Evans out the front of his house putting his garbage out. So this guy's chasing Pete as he puts out the trash. But this journo seems a bit puffed out.
I think, do you know what? He was probably hiding in the bushes and he's gone, there he is, run!
Here he is.
Do you regret your comments that you made that led to all this?
Mate, I apologise to anyone that might have taken it out of context. I promise you, whatever anybody is saying, that is not who I am. But once again, deepest apologies to anyone that might have taken offence or has taken offence to that comment or the image that I shared, because it was never meant to be taken in that way. So,
are you sorry that you're not going to go on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here now?
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about.
He wasn't even sure if he'd confirmed he was even on the show. We're just playing a song. Don't freak out.
Off you go.
What, did you want to say something more? You got time?
Nah, it's good.
What do you want to say?
Ah, it's all good. Play the song.
Okay, sure. We'll do.
Celebrate Christmas your way with Baker's Delight. 101.9. This is the song.